This is the Bitsmack Podcast for August 18th, 2005.
Live from our mouse to your earphones, we're doing a podcast again.
Hopefully to their ears and not to something else.
I am currently hosting K-Dog because RC is out at the moment. We wish you luck on your quest to score or whatever.
Yeah, we might have to call his cell phone here in a little bit just to bug him. I think he's at the condo, though, so we could call him there, too. And later on, the Raj is at Gen Con, which is a gaming thing that's in Indianapolis this weekend. So he told us to call him. We just called him. Didn't get an answer. So hopefully he'll be calling us here within the next 20, 30 minutes before we hang up.
So our first order of business, what would you do for a four-year-old $50 iBook?
Now, if you've been following Henrico... The Henrico County School System in Virginia, 4 years ago, they started this whole laptop program where every teacher and student, middle school on up, got a laptop. Well, now they have these four-year-old iBooks, and they're looking to get rid of them. So they have 1,000 of them, and instead of, at first, they're just going to sell them to anybody. Well, the taxpayers got really ticked at that because they paid for them. They didn't want them to be sold to anybody. So then they opened it up only to Henrico County residents. And they still had upwards of at least 5,500 people storming and stampeding at this raceway to get a $50 four-year-old iBook.
One person lost their sandal. It was quite tragic.
One woman urinated on herself because she didn't want to lose her place in line.
Disgusting.
This just blows my mind. Yes, they did. They should have put it like $100 or $200 value on these laptops. But still, when they first announced it, I guess they had international interest. Like people from Europe were going to fly over to pick up a $50 iBook. They said people from Michigan and Florida were thinking of driving to Virginia to get a $50 iBook.
Now, I looked on eBay. These iBooks are going for like $500 to $700, which is a pretty good value. But gas is $2.55 a gallon. You'd be insane to drive all that way. Put $300, $400 of gas in your car just to drive a round trip there. And then you've got to think about the fact that what are you doing to your car? Are you going to get a speeding ticket on the way there? I mean, when you add it all up, you might as well just buy a new or a used refurbished iBook for like $500 on the Apple Store.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, these are four-year-old iBooks. The clamshells, you know, the different colored ones, are slower, but basically you're still going to be running OS 9 on them because I doubt these machines have enough memory to run OS 10.
These machines came with 640 mega RAM, so yeah, they would be able to run OS 10.
Where'd you see that?
I read the thread and the actual official notice of it will only be available in Rico County. Here's the specs of the iBooks. They're still G3s. They're 640 mega RAM, 20 gig hard drive, wireless B card.
That's nuts. How did the school district justify putting 640 megs of RAM in each one of those iBooks?
Hey, maybe they needed it. You know, it's just a built-in 128 plus plus a 512. That's all they did. I mean, 512 and SD are dirt cheap now.
4 years ago. Oh, shoot. I wish I had the receipt when I updated Tara's laptop. Bought a 512. And I think that was like $200 just for the 512.
Where'd you buy it at?
Crucial. This was 3 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So think of Henrico County spending $200 times 1,000. So they spent an extra $200,000
of taxpayer money.
Yeah, instead of buying, like, additional iBooks. I think these were leased anyway, but still.
Why'd they buy out the lease on them then?
Why did they?
Yeah.
Because it was probably like a buck or something.
Probably. But yeah, well, they made $50,000 on this venture.
They should have. They didn't price them up high enough.
They didn't.
And their tech. Well, and they're switching to Dell laptops, so that says something about their smarts.
Ouch.
Anyway.
Ouch.
I can't.
Yes, sir. Your Dell, it no work? Try the power button. that no work? Let me put up my notes.
I can't imagine Adele being beat on by middle schoolers for 4 years. What shape it'll be in.
The only nice thing about the Dells are it's $100 to go from your 3-year agreement to add on, hey, I can make it drink beer out of a keg and they'll still fix it, you know.
They won't replace it if a kid like picks keys off or.
Yes, they will. Complete Care covers everything. That's insane what they cover.
That's just
it covers everything
on Dell's
except
part.
The battery.
A stroller got destroyed by the stampede.
Oh yeah, I did read about that. So what would you do for a 4-year-old $50 iBook? Would you stand on one foot, run into traffic, stampede over elderly and invalids?
Yeah, we've got the link, and you got to see these people. I mean, you think they're giving away $1 million.
That's pretty insane. Would you chop off both your legs?
And this vintage of iBook is getting $500 on eBay?
Yep. With 640 megs of RAM.
That's crazy.
I know. Especially, imagine what kind of shape they'll be in after all these people beat on them.
I know Macs retain their value, but holy crap.
I know. Apples are not good to buy on eBay. They're just as cheap as going to the store most of the time.
Yeah, you can buy educational refurbished right now. They have some $900 ones. Mm-hmm. Granted, that's a lot more than 50, but it's a G4.
Exactly, a G4 compared to a stupid G3. I mean, I can't even run Worlds of Warcraft on G3.
Oh. And I'm sure these people, that's what they're looking for.
What the heck are they using these for? I don't know what they're using these for. I mean, in my place, it'd just be a paperweight.
If you're just using Word or something. Okay, let's move on. We've beat that horse to death. Bitsmack mailbag, we have nothing this week.
So everyone who listens, you guys suck.
You can call the Bitsmack line at 206-222-BITS. That's 206-222-2487.
And if you don't know why you're calling, well, neither do we, but just say something so we can play it on the air.
And maybe that line's broken or something.
I can check.
You can also send us email to bitsmack@gmail.com, or you can send an MP3 of yourself to the same address. Oh, and by the way, Apple refurbished 1.2 gigahertz iBook G4.
You've reached the phone number for Bitsmack. Please leave your message.
Well, hey, the Bitsmack.
We don't have a message for you, but we're just checking the line. See ya.
How'd you do that?
My cell phone.
Oh, how'd we hear it?
Speakerphone held up to the mic. I have a really nice mic.
The iBook certified iBook, Apple certified iBook G4, $800.
Refurbished. But refurbished just means it broke, Apple fixed it, now it's going back to you. But remember, kids, don't buy refurbished hard drives.
Why would you?
They sell them, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. Let's move on to news. Okay, okay, the first item I'm pretty stoked about, but K-Dog and RC both aren't. Are you looking at the wiki there, K-Dog?
Yeah.
September 19th, Nintendo is releasing the new Game Boy Micro. It's a GBA, but a lot smaller. It looks awesome. It's so small. And the screen's supposed to be better than on the SP, except smaller. I'm excited. I'll pick it up the day it comes out.
Wow. The day it comes out.
So that means because I never buy anything the day it comes out.
No doubt. Did you put down your reserve for the Xbox 360 too, buddy?
We're not allowed to talk about my comments on putting down money for reservations on systems. We got yelled at. That and Conkers, I guess, are no-nos. Oh, man, they need to come out with they can't now.
What?
Conkers for the GBA.
Why can't they?
Because Rare is owned by Microsoft.
So what? They can still make it. It's not like they won't make money.
I don't think they'd go
to the GBA. The GBA is too much of a, you know, more kid-oriented system.
What's our second news article?
Oh, I should read that?
Yeah.
Simpsons Season 6 was released this past Tuesday. If you're a fan of episodes like the one where Homer gets kicked out of the bar, I'm trying to think of the episodes that were on it.
Bart's Comet, Grandpa versus Sexual Inadequacy, Lisa's Wedding, Lemon of Troy. That's a great episode.
We had some good times watching that. I don't even remember. We watched the first two DVDs, and I can't honestly name you an episode. Oh, the one where they go to the candy shop lawsuit or sexual harassment suit between Homer and the babysitter.
Homer Badman?
Yeah.
I've got the flyer right in front of me.
I figured, since you're reading off the exact titles.
The box Season 6 comes in is Homer's head, but inside there's a little card with a 1-800 number you can call, and I guess they'll send you a regular size DVD box.
Because the Homer's head box is terrible. I thought it'd be like a tin casing.
No,
it's plastic.
Yeah,
it's
just
flimsy,
really cheap
freaking plastic. It's awful.
Best Buy has it for $29 right now.
Ooh.
I think that's what RC got it for.
I'm about to go out to Best Buy.
I got it. I paid $38 because I'm a sucker.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Okay.
What Walmart got it for?
$38.
That's what you paid?
Yeah.
You could have just took a flyer and had to match it.
I didn't have a flyer.
Oh, and
I was
not
too excited.
And not officially announced yet, but Best Buy now matches their own prices online. In store.
Yeah, good luck getting that to happen.
All you have to do is print it off. As long as it's a Best Buy price, they will match it in the store.
Huh.
Because they also do orders now in the store, so if they have something online they don't have in the store, you can have it shipped to the store.
I almost do all my ordering on Amazon now.
Or, you know, you can do the online ordering and pick it up in the store. Well, the DVD player I was telling you guys about last time, it's at Walmart now. Almost the exact same one. We're not sure yet exactly. But and it's only $60 instead of $62.
Awesome!
But you pay it in tax anyway.
I'll have to go pick it up.
Why not buy online?
7% tax. That's another $4.20.
So you can buy it for $62 and wait like 3 days and you'll have it. Since you don't actually need it.
Oh, I'll do the free shipping.
Yeah.
Or I can save $2.
You mean spend $2 and go out and get it?
Well, that's what I meant.
Spend an extra $2.
Let's move on to rants.
All right.
I don't have any rants this week.
Hey, life's good for me, too.
Well, I'm glad I played the rants thing.
Me, too. I've got a review, though.
Okay.
We'll save that for later.
Well, I'm excited about the comment. Let's move on to commentary, then.
Okay. It's Xbox-a-palooza with the Xbox 360 announcements.
Well, you know how everybody likes watching a train wreck or a car crash a lot better than, like, a flower growing. So, the articles on the Xbox 360...
Are you relating the Xbox 360 launch to a train wreck?
Microsoft is, in my opinion, Microsoft's close to a train wreck with this. Big thing.
They don't release a Halo 3 for it. Of course it will be.
Well, the big thing is they're releasing two versions of it. A $299 base system and a $399. The big difference between the two is the $399 has a hard drive, and that's about it.
And that's a 20 gigabyte hard drive, folks.
Microsoft is just shooting themselves in the foot.
Plus, they're packaging AV cables that are in high def, Ethernet cable that you can get for like a dollar for like a 100 foot, and an Xbox 360 media remote control for a limited time. Which, what the heck does that mean? A limited time. It's a limited time remote.
I'm just thinking back to the two different versions. That means none of the developers are going to program to use the hard drive at all.
Because it's an add-on.
So why even have it?
The hard drive itself, a 20-gig laptop hard drive that has a special proprietary connector set you can only buy the Microsoft version, is retailing for is going to be released for $100.
Crazy. But but think about it. You won't ever have to buy it. I would just buy if you want an Xbox 360, just buy the $299 one.
But the memory unit, 64 megabyte memory unit, we don't know if it's megabyte, megabit yet, because everyone skews the line on that, is going to be $40. So you buy two of those, and you might as well buy the hard drive.
Well, and the price of the controllers are like $50.
Yeah, $50 for a controller. Insane. What the heck is a play and charge kit?
The wireless controllers, you can put a rechargeable battery in, and they can be used wired. And when they're wired in, they charge it. I think that's what that is.
This is ridiculous. With the way they're pricing this all out, yeah, the $100 more Xbox is going to be a great value because you're getting screwed on all the peripherals. But don't forget, the sheer entertainment value of Xbox 360 cannot be overstated, said Robbie Bach, chief Xbox officer of Microsoft. We don't really know how much things actually cost in the real world, so we sort of jacked our prices up and said, hey, let's just make everything twice as much as last time. And everyone said, hey, it makes us more money. Sure, why not? We'll just throw Halo out and let the peons bask in its glory.
I don't see how people are going to be able to afford the Xbox 360 on launch day. Even if you buy the low-end one, $300, well, you've got to at least buy a memory card, so there's $40. You got to at least buy a game. There's another $60. So you're up to the $399. You're up to $400.
But you've got to remember, with both the Xbox 360 and the Xbox 360 core system, not only are we copying off the Sega Genesis, we're offering consumers real choice and real value, said Peter Moore, corporate vice president of worldwide marketing and publishing for the home entertainment division at Microsoft. We're bringing two true generation experiences into gamers' living room this Christmas.
So, in my opinion, Nintendo has a really good chance of winning the next generation.
Oh my gosh, after this, yeah.
Because the way they're talking, the PS3 is going to be over $400. And I'm sure the Nintendo will be around $200.
And at this rate, by the time the Xbox 1080 comes out, it's going to be like, buy another controller. That'll be your left eye, sir.
Oh, and this doesn't even mention what the optical drive is supposed to be, a DVD drive. And then they'll offer a high-definition DVD drive later.
What?
Or a high-definition model.
The DVD drive is removable. That's what you're saying?
No. I don't know how they were going to do it. No, what they'll probably do is release a new system.
Oh my gosh! Didn't they figure out add-ons are a bad idea back when?
Apparently they haven't.
Super Nintendo, PlayStation, and Sony were working on the Super Nintendo add-on called the Dolphin.
They never paid attention to the Genesis, the Atari Jaguar.
They think just because bell bottoms are back in style, we can go back to the things we used to do back in the day. Get the Sega CD out, play some add this 32X add-on so we can play some Night Trap in better definition.
So basically, I'm predicting the Xbox 360 will be stillborn. The PS3 will have success. It'll be between PS3 and Nintendo.
Most definitely.
And if Nintendo can really get the price down and wow people,
I'm going to say the people who are waiting for Xbox 360 will be waiting not very long for it to price drop. These prices are just in freaking insane. I mean, I know they're losing money on the console, but come on. $50 a controller. Ugh.
I remember when the $2,600 was released, 1976-77. It was $200-$250, which seemed like a lot back then. And in today's money, that's like $500. But it came with two joysticks, two paddles, and a game.
Yeah, that was a value.
I hate that they don't have a pack-in game. Why can they not put in a pack-in game?
They develop them themselves. I mean, take a freaking game that's not going to do so hot and just throw it in there.
Right.
I mean, you own Rare. You freaking own Rare.
And speaking of that, I guess there's a new GameCube bundle for $100, and you get Smash Brothers Melee.
Ooh, nice game.
Yeah.
See, and where's the games like that on Microsoft's console? Dude, we got Halo.
And that's it.
Why don't they throw Halo in this package deal?
Oh, too bad we don't have RC here.
Why don't they think of that?
He would defend it.
What?
He would defend the Xbox 360.
Eh. He loses. In more ways than one.
And speaking of other train wrecks,
call him up. Let's see what he thinks.
Okay.
You got the number, right?
Yeah. I'm calling the condo.
Okay.
You have
we
to instant message.
We got a great big condo. Talking through the night.
It's a condo, not convoy.
Oh, yeah. Any luck?
Skype says it's connecting. Don't know why it's not ringing.
So if you think the Xbox 360 is screwed, call in and let us know.
Actually,
hey, don't argue with me. I don't care.
Oh, it said failed, miscellaneous. Actually, if you think the 360 is going to rule, convince us. I dare
you. Yeah. I'm looking at these games, and I'm just like, whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo.
And speaking of next generation, our next article is, what's up with the PlayStation Portable? You don't have one yet, do you?
No. I was going to win one at the DDR tournament that they didn't have, because there were 10 people short.
Ugh.
And, of course, the manager didn't care. She was just all like, oh, I don't have to do anything about it now.
But they're talking about, before the PSP was released, they were saying, oh, it's going to sell out. And only 50 of the 150 retailers in this survey sold out of their shipments.
Well, you remember, didn't Sony say something like, the sheer entertainment value of the PSP cannot be overstated.
Especially with all the emulators.
Yeah.
The only good thing is the emulators on the PSP. And Sony's releasing all this firmware to stop it, and it's like, well, that screws your own product, because I don't want one now.
Well, they compare it to the DS all the time. Sony's own numbers reported that 602,000 units out of a 1 million unit shipment were sold.
Good for them. They're trying.
There have been 5 million Nintendo DS units shipped worldwide, while 2.5 million PSPs have been shipped worldwide. But the DS, the PSP's not launched yet in Europe. And with Nintendogs coming out, when is that? The 22nd. 4 days from now, next Tuesday. That almost gets me to pick up a DS. It looks pretty cool. But now I got to save up for the Game Boy Micro.
Well, the one big thing going on with the Xbox 360 is their launch day titles. They're trying to get Perfect Dark Zero. They say it'll be 100% chance of a one-day release. Madden NFL 06. But they said, why should we be interested? A, most successful sports franchise ever. I can't argue with that. B, there won't be another American football game on the 360 for some time. If we all know EA's marketing strategy, it'll only take them about 5 months to put out NCAA 2006, football 2006,
NFL 07.
A bunch of other junk that no one cares about.
Well, and they say the teaser videos look impressive. So does the latest movie from Pixar.
Yeah. Doesn't mean the game is going to be good or the movie.
Yeah, Pro-G Gaming released the top 10 most important launch titles for the Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. 8 of the 10 are sequels. What's that say about next generation? Gaming in general. I'm tired of playing sequels. I want a good game, like Conkers. I don't want to rehash.
N3 is not a...
N3 and Cameo Elements of Power.
Yeah.
The rest are all remakes. And how many Tom Clancy games are out there?
Oh, my gosh.
Holy
crap.
Anyway, any comments about the PSP?
Yeah, it's dead.
Okay.
Here's my comment. Sony's banking on one single game, Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories. But it's not going to be open. Fans are going to be very disappointed. It's not going to be an open city environment.
Let's do reviews. Said you had a review?
Yep. This past weekend, I was in Mentor, Ohio. Yeah. Woo! For everyone who's in Mentor right now listening, like none of you. But I was in Mentor, Ohio, visiting my one of my roommates, Sharon, and her family and stuff. And we just went there because we wanted to, like, go swimming and stuff. And we went swimming. It wasn't that big of a sunny day. But we just happened to be sitting in an Olive Garden. I was like, hey, you know what? We should go visit a DDR location. So I got on DDR Freak with my palm and started looking at machine locations, and I was like, scrolled down a little bit, and I just typed in the zip code, and I was like, oh, the first one that appeared was a place called Party on by the Lake on Mentor on the Lake.
Did you say sunny day?
It was not a sunny day.
Oh.
It was on Sunday.
So that song doesn't work for
him. Okay, well,
that was Sunny Day Sunny. I thought it'd be funny, but it wasn't a sunny day.
You know that song's from Guitar Freaks?
Yeah.
Drum-mania?
No, from Drum-mania.
Well, both.
Hey, we're going on 30 minutes, so this story better go quick.
Well, I found In the Groove 2 at a location, and I had never played one, you know, and I was just like, you know, I've got to go try it out. So we talked to them. It was only 5 minutes away from where we were eating. And so we drove down there, and I was talking, it only took quarters and stuff, but it was a really nice cabinet. And Andamiro, the Korean makers of Pump It Up, actually developed this cabinet. And I was really
up the jam, pump it up.
I was really impressed with it. They had a high-resolution widescreen monitor in it that was 16:9 aspect ratio. Well, yeah, about that. It was probably, you know, a 27-inch or something like that. in this really nice sounding cabinet. And when I started talking to the guy, he's like, yeah, we got two of them. They actually had one in the back room that all it had was just seating and the machine and some fans. So this place is definitely banking on these two machines. And I've got to say, after playing it, I mean, it's a very, very nice machine. They said they've had them for about 2 months. The people from Cleveland had already been through that area, and a lot of the scores were just completely dominated by them, and they had like 98% on almost everything.
Hey, what did I say about more rhythm games?
What about them?
You talk about them too much.
Now, in the groove, unlike DDR, in the groove you don't get a score. You get a percentage based on how well you stepped. And plus they added mines, rolls where you had to tap the arrow as fast as you can left and right, and hands. Like, your feet will be on, like, left and right, and you'll have to hit up and down with your hands. And it's a really, really sweet game. They also brought a few songs back from Third Mix, Typical Tropical and Bambi. I'm not sure if there were any more than that, but they're both from the artist, are Typical Tropical and Bumblebee from the artist Bambi. And those are awesome songs. I'm really glad they're back. And I highly recommend the machines. And if you get a chance to play them, definitely do. They're about 10 grand a piece. So, yeah, I'm not going to be buying one anytime soon. That's all I got.
Okay. Closing remarks. Keaton's biography opens this weekend. The 40-year-old virgin.
That it does.
That was RC.
I'm not 40-year-old.
I got to give props to who wrote that joke. That was RC's joke. I told him I was going to steal it.
Because he's not on the podcast anyway.
Yeah. He was pretty proud of it.
Do you want to say what we're playing really quick?
Oh, sure.
I've been playing Worlds of Warcraft and In the Groove and Dance Dance Revolution. That's it.
I've been playing the Atari Flashback 2.
Which I saw at Walmart this weekend while I was in Mentor as well. Yeah.
You need to pick one up. It's awesome.
They said they've got it. Burp says they've got them at Best Buy as well. So apparently they're out in full force.
Oh, good. Good.
I think somebody broke Street, so everyone's releasing them.
There's a big article about them in USA Today, too. Also.
Positive?
Yes.
Now, how do I mod that? Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. Feedback to us at 206-222-BITS. 206-222-2487. Email to bitsmack@gmail.com. We can also accept MP3s at that address.
And faxes.
And faxes. So this is Goes.
This is K-Dog, and stay tuned next week for a worse episode, because RC will be back.
True.